This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are pleased to feature Heather Hampton Nodal from the Montgomery County Board. She is here with us today. We're going to talk about some interesting projects that are going on economically in the county. Heather, welcome, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
First off, I want to thank you for coming in on short notice.
Deanna
DiMuccio was supposed to be the guest on this week's show, but unfortunately, with the passing of Brad, I kind of told her, I said, take your time. We're going to reschedule. So
absolutely.
I do appreciate you coming in on such short notice. And it's probably a coincidence or good timing because at the last county board meeting, several big projects kind of were introduced or were explained further.
Yes.
And one of the big projects technically starts in Effingham County, but it's starting to hit Christian and Montgomery County, and that's this CEO program. Tell us a little bit about this program for those that don't know.
The CEO program is so exciting. It stands for Creating Entrepreneurial Opportunities, and it began in Effingham County about 7 years ago, looking at seniors in high school. It's a one-year course where the business community, so investors, are inviting these classmates in to tour their businesses. They are mentoring them, and the classmates then, over the course of that year, and oh, by the way, they're there at 7:30 in the morning, and class ends at 9 a.m. So they self-drive. They're in professional dress. They learn the basics of professionalism, looking someone in the eyes, shaking hands, asking questions, making conversation, in addition to how to write their own business plan. And by the end of the year, they have done a class business, and they've also started their own individual businesses. We are so excited about this program because we think that from a county standpoint, it answers or provides part of the answer mm-hmm. to two of the key issues, which are business development and workforce development in Montgomery County.
And of course, hearing you describe this program, it almost sounds like Shark Tank for beginners.
Yes.
You get to learn the aspect of a business. Hopefully they learn the tax cycle in Illinois, because depending on the months, it can be friendly. Cannot be friendly.
It's open. It's interesting. You mentioned Shark Tank because we don't watch much television.
I love
at home,
Shark Tank.
But on Halloween night, we were trick or treating, and one of the homes we stopped at, they had that show on, and it was fascinating.
Awesome.
Our
show.
Children were completely interested in how they were presenting and what their concepts were, and yes, yeah, so it's somewhat similar. The seed money that these students use for their businesses, because this is real world. These are real businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from the class project that they do, which is a class business.
Right.
In Effingham, for example, they have hosted a business seminar. It's kind of a one-day program. I think for this coming year, they were trying to get Dave Ramsey to come and speak on financial management issues in addition to breakout sessions. Last year, they had 400 people attend, but it's been building for several years. We know that in Montgomery County, right now we're on a parallel track trying to get the education community to say, yes, we think this is a good idea. And so far, three of the school districts, and we still have to speak to the fourth, have said, boy, this sounds exciting. Count us in.
Can I ask the three, or do you want to hold that off?
Well, it's only a matter of who we've had a chance to present
right.
to at this point. So Nokomis right. was already on board with the Christian County program, and they've said, we want to get as many students in both
okay.
as we can.
Okay.
Panhandle was very receptive the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they were saying, we think this sounds like a very good idea and mm-hmm. would like to pursue something. And then Litchfield was also spoken to last night. And from what I understand, Jay Martin went and spoke to them. And the superintendent was very supportive and the board seemed very much so. And Hillsborough, we haven't had the chance to get on the agenda yet. So we're looking at that in December. We're on the agenda for December. But at the same time, we have the business community that is also excited. Everyone I've talked to so far has said, yes, I see this as a way to not only grow potential business people, whereas mm-hmm. in Effingham, for example, in the first 6 years, they have 25 businesses that are still going that were built by students.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many of these may be online businesses, but some of them are also businesses like a photography business, a clothing trunk show business, where she's considering franchising now, and setting up a retail shop in the Effingham area, but she has an online thing as well.
I found that story kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Lindsay, wasn't it, that did the proposal at the county board?
Liz Repke.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. With the Midland Institute.
It was close.
Yes, it's an L.
It started with an L. I remember that. That story, when she was telling that, was kind of interesting. It was like,
yeah, the student wrote a book. She started her own trunk show. Yes, and she's in college currently, earning her business degree, but still running her business. And one of the young men, this is another great story, I think, he's sitting there in his business 101 class. And I don't know if they were having a quiz or something, but he's literally in the class. He's receiving a text from a client in Detroit. And this young man makes tanks, okay? And I don't know if they're a petroleum tank. One of the businesses was like a modified propane tank that you could attach to vehicles. Another one, two young men went into a partnership, and they were making other sort of storage tanks, welding them. But anyway, it was a $60,000 order. And the man said, I only got X number of tanks. I was supposed to get this. So the student's saying, here I am in business 101 class trying to earn my degree, but yet my business is going on every day.
He's a little beyond business 101.
He is. But we won't replicate what they've done. But the employers I've talked to here recognize, even if they don't start their own businesses, which would add to the tax base, which would add to the employment base, which is ultimately what we hope for, they would be very good employees. And eventually, at some point, for many of our microenterprises, they might be that employee who comes back and has the abilities to help manage and then someday buy it out. And that's where we also need to be looking very seriously at transition over generations. So I'm so excited about this and invite people who want to invest in it, who want to be part of it, to contact us at the county board level. Because the county's paying the franchise fee using coal royalty revenue. We view this as an integral piece of business development and workforce development.
Let's talk a little bit. You mentioned you've talked with the boards of education. Have you reached out to the Chamber of Commerce area?
As you're well aware, just last week the county passed its budget that will be effective December 1. So now we're kind of out of the starting gate, but it's very, very soon after that starting gate.
Because, you think about businesses, you've got the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce, which does very well. You've got the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce as well. I mean, it wouldn't be bad to reach out to them and get their ideas on there, because they're always looking for members and ways to expand the business communities and in the cities that they represent.
Yes, and that, I'm glad you mentioned that, because on the I guess you'd call it the speaking circuit, so to speak. That's my calls to make to learn how can we speak with different groups and continue this momentum that we have right now. We do know that December 11th, Litchfield Economic Development Office is hosting a night of networking at the Country Club. And around 5:45 or 6 p.m., but basically you'd want to be there by 5:45 at the latest, they will have a speaker from the CEO program and possibly a student, one of the students running their business. So that will be the featured presentation at the night of networking.
So the ball is already working.
It is, yes.
Or rolling.
Yeah. Litchfield Economic Development, very excited. Both Tanya Flannery and Shelley Herman have been to observe a CEO class in Effingham. It really is just an exciting program, and to see the results, it's amazing.
How does this program, you talk about it started in Effingham County, and anyone that's driven through Effingham County, and that it's a different beast than Montgomery or even Christian County. You've got interstate access.
They have two interstates, correct.
Effingham is a little bit more developed than I would say with Litchfield. There's nothing wrong with that.
But it's 4,000 more people, right.
But it's fact. How does this relate to Montgomery County, though? Because I look at the job market here, and being on the Planning Commission for both the city of Hillsborough and the county, I know agriculture is a big deal in this county, probably the biggest deal
outside
of this.
Yeah, private sector.
The next job would probably be the school districts.
Health.
And then the county in regards to employment. So how would this translate or work in Montgomery County?
Well, we have opportunities for investors, so to speak. These are the businesses that would say, and individuals. We have individual entrepreneurs here as well, people who've built their own software programs and platforms, people who've done other computer-related things. We have it in the agriculture sector with farming. We have it with precision manufacturing. We have, I'm thinking of welding, the healthcare sector, the financial sector, both professional services, insurance, and banks, and so on. And we're reaching out to all of the above in the business sector to seek those investments and also open their doors to say, yes, you can come to our facility, learn about our business, looking for mentors to mentor the students. And again, we won't replicate exactly what's in Effingham County because you have different material,
it's
right?
Different raw materials going in. Right.
But what we have seen from the Effingham program, they have franchised this CEO program, and this year they are already in 13 other communities in 3 different states, Minnesota, Illinois, and Indiana. Now, next year they are on track, or they were as of last week, everything's so fluid, they were on track for 26 franchise CEO programs.
Wow.
Yes. So, again, each location will be unique. Sangamon County, I think, is in its first year with the program. Christian County is trying to get off the ground for next year, as are we. As long as we get one more yes from a school district and we continue on our investor goal. Again, in 4 days, we already have 4 investors.
Right.
That's 10% of what our goal is. So
I'm
optimistic.
Our model here should be similar to what Christian County is. Well, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's all the same model. That's it. I mean, it's a franchise program. So we will have a board, an operating board, which will definitely be a working board. This isn't I've got a title type of board. This is, hey, how can we make a difference over here? Right. Yeah, I'll take this piece and I'll help with whichever piece needs to be done at that moment. But on that as well, we'll have an advisory capacity, 1 superintendent, 1 principal, and I'm hoping for 2 guidance counselors. They recommend 1 guidance counselor, but I would like to make sure we have all 4 school districts represented.
Absolutely.
And the guidance counselors are so frontline on assisting students and identifying opportunities for them.
Okay.
And again, it's not just the straight-A students that we're after. I mean, this really speaks to those people who like to do things with their hands, want to be kept busy, are looking for a challenge.
Right.
So it's really not about your grade point. It's about your attitude and your curiosity and getting things done.
Okay. And that sounds like a very interesting program. We'll have you back on to talk about this as it develops. We've got a couple other things we want to touch base on. One of them is, because I know there's a public hearing coming up on December 2nd in Hillsboro.
Yes.
It's the Grain Belt Transmission Line.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit, for those that don't know, about this project.
Okay. The Grain Belt Transmission Line actually affects much of the WSMI listening area. It plans to cut across, entering in Pike County, Illinois, and to cut across the central part of the state to reach Sullivan, Indiana, where it will drop off to a transformer. What Grain Belt Transmission is, it's a project being developed by Clean Line Energy. This is a company based out of Texas. Clean Line Energy has another project right now they're working on in northern Illinois. As far as this project, the Grain Belt Line, which starts in western Kansas, and it's delivering wind energy from wind turbines, again, to Sullivan, Indiana, so that it can get on the grid at that transformer. We know that they do not yet have utility status from the Illinois Commerce Commission. If and when they are granted that status, then they would have the power of eminent domain if they would want it. I mean, just so from a landowner perspective, that's the question. Is can they tell me what to do? As of right now, no, they can't. They do not have that status through the Illinois Commerce Commission. However, there is an opportunity for people and community leaders, but especially landowners, anywhere between Pike County, Illinois, and Clark County, Illinois,
right,
to come to a series of public informational meetings where they have about, you kind of narrow it down to 3 different possible routes that they're looking at. But Montgomery County falls in every one of them. Macoupin County definitely would, and parts of Christian County, Shelby, Effingham, and so on, Jasper, Cumberland, they really need to be paying attention. December 2nd is the hearing in Hillsboro. It will be at the Moose Lodge, and I believe it's 6:30. I think. Or is it five?
Five to eight, I believe.
5 to 8. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
That's what there's they so told many me. Dates That's what they times. Told me. So
it is on the internet, and we're posting it on the county website as well. And county board member Megan Beeler is active on Facebook and had posted the proposal.
She is?
Out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
See? And I'm like, so not. I'm busy driving all the time. So I'll be like, Megan, do you got this on your Facebook page? Yeah. So you can check out that as
Man,
well.
Technology has changed the game a lot.
It has. It has. So that is coming. People can learn more about that.
And
I think they need to.
Okay. And then the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Dakota Access Pipeline is a crude oil pipeline starting in the Bakken Range in North Dakota, cutting through some of the Plains states and across the Midwest to reach Patoka, Illinois, where there are several storage tanks if you've ever driven down Route 51, Highway 51. Then from Patoka, it will cut back basically through Oklahoma to part of Texas where they will essentially get some Gulf access and be able to ship it out by the Gulf or to refineries and then to the Gulf. So what we know about that pipeline, and our Economic Development Committee had the chance to visit with Adam Broad, who's a project manager for them, at this most recent committee meeting,
mm-hmm.
Which fell right before November. And what we really grilled him on, I guess, was the idea of using local labor. Now, the Grain Belt Project has a website, and if you have materials such as concrete and quarry materials or maybe surface excavation or maybe even some of the electrical components, you can actually log on the Grain Belt website and say, I'm an interested contractor or provider. I know they've already contracted with a business out of Flora, Illinois for some of their insulation units. But the Dakota Access does not have such a site. They have already contracted with one labor, with unions. It'll mm-hmm. all be union work that does the pipeline part itself. And they expect, in our county, where they expect to lay 30 miles of pipeline, to do that within 2 weeks.
Okay.
So if this gives you an idea, it's a 30-inch pipeline,
mm-hmm.
30 miles of it, 2 weeks. They're moving wow. that fast. And they're expecting fall of 2015. Late fall, probably post-harvest, hopefully, if we have a good harvest timeline. The other question, or what we've been doing from a county standpoint, is really working our road agreement over, making sure that we have a very solid road agreement so that they would be in better shape after the pipeline would come through,
mm-hmm.
so that townships and the county would be protected. We're making it available to townships as well.
Meaning if you damage the roads, you're responsible for fixing it.
Oh, you kinda, bet.
Kind of like, not kinda only, like what the,
it's,
the
if
agreement.
If you've traveled on this road,
it's kind of
going
to be similar to probably the agreement you have with the mine. If
yes.
they mine under the roads and there's cracks or whatever,
right,
they're responsible for fixing it.
Yeah, a lot of that right now is through DNR as far as the mine. The previous engineer did not get that inked with the mine, But yeah, as far as the pipeline, we're trying to move forward with the road agreement in hand okay. and have that ready to go.
And then we've got a couple minutes left on the program. We're in a transition period with state government.
Yes.
Governor Pat Quinn's on his way out. Bruce Rauner's on his way in.
Yes.
And you're going to be a part of Bruce Rauner's transition team. Tell us a little bit
okay.
about what you're doing and how this happened.
Well, I just during the campaign cycle, I happened to make the acquaintance and build a friendship with Evelyn Sanguinetti. She really is a very thoughtful and competent person, and I'm excited about her in a lieutenant governor role. And also met with candidate Rauner
mm-hmm.
at the time and provided some information on local government issues and some on agriculture as well, and definitely rural economic development.
Right.
And from that, they called me last week and said, would you want to co-chair our agriculture transition team? They're looking to have actually three co-chairs for that process, and I don't know who the third person is yet, but we're looking at maybe two meetings, face-to-face sort of meetings in December, and coalescing lots of leadership and lots of ideas around both the mechanics and the policy about that, and I'm very excited about that. But having said that, in the same breath yesterday, I'm still on the Governor Rural Affairs Council appointed by Pat Quinn. So people, you can put a party label however you want, but I've been
wow.
on that for several years, and Sheila Simon and I were visiting yesterday
uh-huh.
at it would be her last meeting because
right.
as Lieutenant Governor, she chairs that council. And I respect her highly and think that she's done a great job, especially on emergency management. And it's my hope that those same sorts of things. She also started an innovative domestic violence network for legal assistance. So I'm hoping that some of those same innovations can continue forward.
Absolutely.
Because when it's a good idea, it doesn't care who it belongs to. We need it to work.
Absolutely. Heather, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for coming in, and appreciate it. And it sounds like there's some positive movements going here.
Absolutely.
In the county, and it's going to be interesting to see how everything transpires. So I do appreciate your time, and that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest this week, once again, is Heather Hampton Nodal from the Montgomery County Board. Coming up next week, Mickey Robinson will be in from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. So until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.